On our last broadcast, we talked about collaboration and Touchstone Theater's Festival Unbound. Today, we focus on the celebration. Celebration, the act of marking one's pleasure at an important event or occasion by engaging in enjoyable, typically social activity, honoring the endeavors of the present and future dreams. Celebration is at its peak as Touchstone Theater presents its 10-day series of performances, installations, and grand happenings with the people and artists of Bethlehem and the Lehigh Valley when Festival Unbound begins October 4th through October 13th. More than 20 joyful performances of original work, thoughtful panel discussions, a forum on sustainability, a homegrown community dinner, lunch gatherings with artists and local and international, a true collaboration between community organizations, Touchstone artists, and visiting international guests. Touchstone's collaboration with the community celebrates Bethlehem and the Lehigh Valley and commemorates 20 years of change, forging a vision through art for the future of our neighborhoods and our daily lives. You've got to be there. You've got to be there celebrating and joining hands in this international and community adventure. This is WDIY 88.1 Lehigh Valley Public Radio, and you are listening to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host Kate Scuffle, we chat today with Touchstone's Artistic Director, J.P. Jordan, and with Touchstone Educational Director, Ensemble Member, and Kitchen Chronicles Creator, Mary White Wright. Welcome.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome, quite folks. Welcome. We're looking forward to even more activities with Unbound.
Which have already begun, actually. We were just saying before the show, it's getting exciting around Bethlehem with the artists arriving from across the river, across the water, across the country. Things starting to happen. And we were just talking today a little bit about helping our audiences understand how best to fest along with us at Festival Unbound. This is probably the largest. Is this the largest festival, most diverse festival Touchstone's ever tried to take on?
Yeah, as far as when I look back there institutionally, this seems to be the biggest thing. And it certainly feels like it.
Yeah. I would suggest to folks that they would go to the website, which is festivalunbound.com. Mm-hmm. If you go on the website, you guys might be able to speak to this, but I know we just put a map up that our friends at Fig Magazine had designed.
Indeed, right off of on the festivalunbound.com website, if you go to the events page, you can find the map on there. Yeah, and it's an amazing map. Our friends over at Fig Magazine had created this map for their own publication and are letting us use it as our main navigational tool. So shout out to them and thank them very much.
And the full schedule is up now. Tickets are all available. Festival passes, the whole bit.
The whole thing. It's up there.
We're laughing, too. It's interesting. I've had a few folks say to me, well, you know, where is it? Like, what's the venue? And I'm like, no, this is the festival.
Bethlehem is the venue.
And Mary, with Kitchen Chronicles, mm-hmm. Your kitchen is actually at
PBS. Okay. Yeah, there's a beautiful studio kitchen there that was designed by Morris Black. And so I'm pretending for the couple of shows that it's my kitchen and that I've invited everybody over for dessert.
And how did Kitchen Chronicles come about? I mean, like everything else in the festival, it's new, original, creative.
Yeah. Well, this is an idea I've been playing around with for years and wanting to do something with. And I think it was 2 years ago, JP, you asked all of us, like, what's something you haven't done yet you want to do? Mm. And so I said, well, I want to do this thing about a kitchen. And so he said, go for it. And so I've been exploring the whole idea of kitchens and food and community and the fact that food brings us together in a way that other things don't, and that the communication, the conversations we have around food and the conversations we have in kitchens is a very different kind of conversation. Mm-hmm. And that seems to me nowadays we need a whole lot more of those kinds of conversations. So I'm having fun with it.
Yeah, and this is actually, it's unique, the development process of this work. And that right from the get-go, we came up with this idea that we wanted not necessarily to be a progression, but different iterations on a theme. And so last year, as part of our season, Mary went into people's homes And this was iteration one, where she was in there, and the show happened in people's kitchens. And then we wanted a midway point. And so this is the midway point where it's still the kitchen element, but it's a much more, it's a public kitchen this time, where we have a bigger, like, diverse audience in there.
Yeah.
And then the third iteration, which will happen in a year and a half from now, probably, will be a fully theatricalized version of kind of, and where the...
Yeah.
So
on Touchstone stage. So.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And so for audience members joining you for the festival, they'll be joining you for a meal in progress, or?
It's stories and dessert, basically. Okay. But I'm not the only storyteller. Mm-hmm. I try to get all of us engaged mm-hmm. in some storytelling and sharing, you know, laughing about memories that we have. And, you know, I'm sort of the loudmouthed guest. but we've got live music. I have original music. I've actually written a song that's going to be in the show, so that has me excited and nervous. So it's going to be kind of a fun, funky, interactive experience.
But what if 800 people show up? Do you have enough dessert?
Yeah, it's very the tickets for this one are actually very limited. So so order early and.
Yeah.
I think that's only 20, 30 tickets
30
per show.
30 tickets.
Okay. And there's only two performances of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
And when you're not planning what to share with your guests, you've been working on both the opening and closing ceremonies,
both the opening
and
closing ceremonies.
Which is interesting because if folks think of this as a menu, oh, I'm going to pick this show, that show, whatever, you need to think of it as an experience. I think a journey. And I think the idea of the opening and closing ceremonies, the ritual, that's really fascinating.
Yeah, I've always kind of been in my head picturing this the way people look at the Olympics, which is that there's a huge opening ceremony and a huge closing ceremony, and then there's all these events in between that are sort of sandwiched by these ceremonies, and that you get to pick and choose which events you want to go see, so your own journey is the one you get to pick, but that the opening and closing is sort of the way we all start together, we all end together, and then in between we can see and do what we want and what we have time for.
And the opening ceremonies will be on the Greenway?
It's on the Greenway, yeah. People will be meeting at the intersection of the Greenway and New Street, and then we are our own parade down the Greenway to the amphitheater behind Touchstone, where the ceremony sort of, we have the official launching of the festival there.
Okay.
But it's all fun and playful.
It's more like a processional or a pageant than a parade.
Yeah.
So you go along with it and you'll get from point A to point B with us.
And there's some surprises along the way, so that's fun.
Which will then kick off the festival opening that night with Prometheus,
right,
et cetera, et cetera. I just want to point out to mention that every evening, because I know that'll start that evening as well, there'll be a cabaret behind Touchstone, which you'll see if you follow the ceremonies.
Sure, yeah, on the weekend nights, the first weekend on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, there's a festival cabaret stage. With programming, I believe, starting at 8 o'clock every night. And on the second weekend, on Friday and Saturday, they'll be programming as well.
Which is a great opportunity not only to hear the music and enjoy the programming, but to get together as the day's wearing down, share stories, share what you've seen that day, meet the artists.
And Jason, who's curating that, he came up with different themes for each night. The first night's very much, it's a rock and roll, you know, extravaganza. The theme of the second night is improvisation. The third night will be based around, there'll be poets and singer-songwriters. The Friday night of the second weekend will be a focus on the LGBTQ community. And then on the Saturday night, it'll be a focus on the Latino community.
Excellent. And so we're talking about music. I was going to say, Joyful Noise. JP, I know that's something you've been particularly...
Sure.
Hands-on with what's...
It's going to be so cool.
Yeah, and so Joyful Noise is it's our collaboration for this festival with the Bach Choir of Bethlehem. And so it came very much out of the thinking that for me, as a musician, that I've never felt more connected to another person other than, you know, playing music with them. It's like when you jam with somebody, it's an immediate connection, no matter what it is. You sing with them, and it's like that's the thing. It's hard to be mad or disappointed at somebody when you're in concert with them, you know, and singing together, and you know, and so the idea is, it started out basically the Bach Choir is going to bookend the event, and they'll do a number at the beginning, and they'll do another number at the end. And in between, there'll be four local choirs. But then the challenge for these four local choirs was they had to partner with an unlikely partner and create a new piece of music, an interpretation of a piece of music, but work together and kind of so we could see, hey, this is what unlikely things being together in time and space around music, how community can grow in this way. And then at the midway point of the festival, Issei Barnwell of Sweet Honey on the Rock will try to get the audience to do a sing with it. She'll lead a sing with the audience.
Oh, great.
And then at the end of the entire concert, during the Bach's ending piece, all of the choirs will join Bach and a mass choir sing. And so kind of illustrate it even more. So.
How many performances?
Just one for
just
this
the one.
Yeah, it's just on the Sunday afternoon. And so, yeah, luckily we've got the Zollner Arts Center is partnering with us on that, so it's a nice big, 1,000-seat auditorium to come see, but it's just the one show.
Yeah. But it sounds amazing. And I didn't mean to bear just a good loop back thinking of these kind of rituals and these shared events. Closing ceremony.
Yeah.
Again, different from the opening ceremony in what ways?
It's different in that we start the first half hour of it with a sort of festival open house where that ceremony is going to take place on Payroll Plaza. The whole area from the one side of the library to the other side of City Hall. And so performers who have been part of the festival will be located around and audience can kind of mill around and experience all the different artists. And there's some new ones, too. Lincoln Leadership Academy has some of their young poets working on poetry that they'll be performing there. Okay. And then we all get pulled together. We're going to listen to a chorus sing, and there's some other things that happen. And it eventually we all end up together in a celebratory march and sort of keeping with the idea of the processional. And then we end up with, again, the ceremonial part of the closing ceremony as the way to bid farewell to the festival, but to also say, let's go make the future happen.
Mm. And that's an important part of it. I mean, we're talking about programming and a little bit like a venue here because there's so much. But one of the through lines, community, vision. Can you talk a little bit about the mix of looking back, the moment, and future? What was the goal of the festival? What was the mix like before we break?
Before how the festival got
started? Where did you want to ask the audience to feel like we were looking back to move forward?
It's weird that people are like, well, where did the idea come from? It's like, well, every 3 to 4 years, Touchstone does a large-scale work like this. And so this being kind of the largest of them all, but we looked at the calendar, and it was like, what are we going to do then? It was like, oh, this is 20 years after Steelbound. And it was kind of, we were inspired by Steelbound. That was the moment, and it was like, hey, cool, all right, Steelbound, how does that resonate now, 20 years later? And so we were really clear that the one thing we did not want to get involved in was the nostalgia of the steel. Right. This is not like, oh, let's go revisit how cool the good old days were. Where have we come in the last 20 years? Because Bethlehem is we're not without our problems, but like we're a pretty kicking place to live. I'm very proud of the community we live in. And we got a ways to go on some things, but it's like this is a cool place to be. And how are we making sure then where have we come in the last 20 years? And how are we moving forward as a community, having agency and dictating our own future? And so we're trying to build that up through the performances
and the programming
and
the festival, which is I think it's interesting when you look at the festival schedule with that in mind, through that prism. It's really wonderful to see the involvement of the community in a conversation and also that kind of visioning and the youth and all of it.
Exceptional things that are happening and so many so wonderful, so many opportunities to become a part of this celebration. All you need to do is come. There are things that we've talked about last 2 weeks ago and things we're still going to talk about. But I'm especially interested in the poets, troubadours, and troublemakers. I love troublemakers.
You just
but
like the
more
title.
Troublemakers there, the better it will be.
He just likes the title.
More about Festival Unbound, the music, the films, the flood. Or the flood? No, the food. The flood. Hopefully
the flood
no
of food.
Flood, and celebration, of course, after this important message.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
And now more about the flood. No, not the flood. It was supposed to be food. Can't we cut that out somehow? No, it's live. Oh, okay.
Actually,
we're chatting with Artistic Director J.P. Jordan of Touchstone and with Mary Wright, who's the Educational Director and Ensemble Member. And, of course, we're talking about the real Unbound Festival.
Well, we were talking about Steelbound before we broke, too, the performance 20 years ago, the new play that had been written and created by Touchstone and
That was the first thing I ever did with Touchstone.
Is it really?
Yeah.
And what did you, were you performing?
I was, I auditioned as a community member. I had only just moved here, and I got cast, and I've sort of been part of Touchstone ever since. But it was a fascinating way to learn about the community by being part of that show.
Really?
Yeah. And I think, like JP was saying, that really was, my experience of it was that it felt like a wake, and that the city was sort of grieving the loss of this thing and not sure of what the future looked like. And what's cool is that, as JP was saying, you know, now here we are 20 years later, and we're doing pretty well.
Absolutely.
And that one of the main things that's really helped us move forward has been the arts. And so this is kind of a celebration of that, as well as saying, okay, let's not rest on our laurels. Let's keep moving forward.
It's interesting for people that have... I'm sorry, JP.
I just want to add in there. So we have this other kind of really amazing thing with the Redux show and Steelbound is the female lead in... Redux, Ashley Weller from the Charter Arts High School, was in the children's choir of Steelbound. She was a wee one, and now she's here in the lead role of the Redux, Prometheus Redux.
So if people go see the film, they'll see her as a teenager, and then they can go see her live now as a beautiful grown woman.
Well, one of the things that's exciting as a kind of pre-fest event is that this week, Wednesday, right? It's already on Wednesday.
Yeah.
We've been talking about this. Touchstone will be screening at the National Museum of Industrial History over on the Steel Stacks campus, screening the original Steelbound for those folks who haven't seen it, weren't here, didn't remember it, as a kind of point of a jumping off point.
Yeah.
Some context for Prometheus, although you don't need to have seen
Steelbound. No,
yeah.
You know. It's really interesting. I watched it recently myself to be, you know, kind of, all right, so... You know, what was the thing? Well, you know, what are we digging into here? And Bill will be there that evening to host through, and we've invited some folks to have a talk back after the performance. And so it should be a really great evening. And, you know, I'm excited. I'll be there, you know, to see it again and stuff.
I'm looking forward to the talk back. A lot of artists and community folks that were involved with the first Steel Festival, because Steelbound was the centerpiece of a whole festival at that point as well, the Art of the Steel.
And so, if folks out there, if you know people that were involved in the original or down at the Steel at that time, definitely please have them, you know, let them know that Wednesday night down at the museum where the showing is going to happen, because we'd love to have as many people involved in that conversation as possible.
The showing's supposed to start at, I think if I'm right, 6:30, and the doors open at 6, I think.
Yeah, it sounds
so
about
you
want
to get there a little bit early, get in there. But I'm looking forward to it. I know that.
Yeah.
I know I had just moved to the area around that time, and that's how I came. This company had kind of was legendary to me because I'm from a steel town. And I was like, artists working with the steel story? Like, this is brilliant. Other things going on this week, though. A lot of pre-fest activities starting on Thursday. The Apollo Grill is hosting a Festival Unbound fundraising happy hour.
Yes.
Yeah.
Featuring, although George says I can't talk about craft cocktails, I'm going to, on NPR, featuring a craft cocktail called the Unbound Jack Smash. But seriously, a happy hour where a dollar, JP, if you could share the details.
So we received a sponsorship from Jack Daniels on the way, and then other local restaurants, and they've picked up on it, and, you know, some are giving a dollar from drink sales for certain cocktails over a certain period of time, you know, our folks over at the Apollo toward the festival. So it's amazing. We have donations coming in also from for our cabaret stage from the Bethlehem Brew Works and from Bond Brew Place and stuff. It's been great, you know what I mean? We're really lucky, and this kind of just, I don't know, every time I'm just kind of so humbled about it, whether it's working with a museum or whether it's working with one of the local breweries or whether it's working with the Bach Choir. It's like we have such a community here that it's so amazing. And it's the only place I've ever lived in my life where I've, like, because I guess when I was a kid, I didn't know, in the coal region, I didn't really understand. I was like, I was definitely part of a community, but now, like, I'm part of a community, and we're here, and we're all helping one another, and we're all moving forward, and it's just, like, it's such an amazing thing to be part of, and I think that's part of what we're jazzed about is sharing those feelings, too. Like, you know, we can pick scabs and poke fingers anytime we want, but, like, let's make sure that we're stopping and celebrating the fact that we're doing okay, and that, like, there's cool stuff going on, and community is a great thing. And that, you know, we're through working together, we can solve the problems. But if we're divisive and we become hermetic into our own, you
tribes.
Know, our tribes, we're not going to move anywhere. And so we're just trying to bring that together.
Yeah. Well, I think it's wonderful to see, again, with the National Museum hosting the screening, Apollo, a business, you know, having the special happy hour, which is this Thursday from 5 to 7. It's a nice way for folks to get off work and come start support the festival and meet folks from Touchstone, get a little info on the festival.
I'll be
there.
It's
gentle. It's intimate. You know, it's neighborly. You know, it's a wonderful thing. And then you've got the folks from Poland are in Theater Brahma, and I think there's an Agile Rascal.
Yeah, so our guest artists started arriving this week. And so the first folks that are here are, well, Progonis, who I don't know if we've talked about the event that they're doing with the Spanish-speaking population. They've been coming down for almost a year and a half now.
From New York.
But now the other groups are starting to arrive. So we had Theater Brahma from Galinia of Poland. They arrived this weekend. And what they're doing is building a piece of theater with both undergraduate and graduate students from Moravian College. Touchstone houses the MFA program for Moravian College. So students come for 2 years and they study at Touchstone with the ensemble and they leave with an MFA degree. So they're going to be involved. And this Friday, the Friday of next week, as part of the pre-show events, there will be an in-process sharing. And so what they're focusing on over at Moravian with the students is it's a really great triangulation of us and the festival and Brahma coming over and what they call their in-focus year, and which is about scarcity this year. And so together, the Brahma is going to work with all the students on this theme of scarcity, and they're going to build a brand new piece of theater. Mm-hmm. And so we'll see what it is. But on that Friday, before the festival starts, they're going to do an in-process sharing and with some Moravian faculty, a talk back on the themes of scarcity.
It's fascinating. And Agile Rascal, which is a whole different way of approaching theater. Could you tell us a little bit about them?
Sure, yeah. These amazing folks do work. The bicycle is their medium in a way. And so when you arrive for the Agile Rascal show, you will be
given a bike.
Given a horse. A bike decorated like a horse where it starts. And you'll follow them around. Largely, from if I'm remembering this correctly, it's through the industrial quarter and around down Conestoga Way and the Ice House. It'll begin at the Ice House, and so it's going to be awesome. And the person, their designer, I was just talking to you guys before off the air, was I'm just so amazed by the designer who's working on the bikes and, you know, all the scenography for it. And so she's really incredible, and so I would definitely not want to miss that. Yeah. You know.
Well, and what's really interesting is some of them came here about 6 months ago or so to kind of meet some of the people and to talk about issues of sustainability. And then they went off and wrote an original piece based on their experience and their interviews with people here in Bethlehem. And so that's what's being performed is their take on things based on the conversations. But one of the cool things is that their company lives all over. And one of the company members, I think, only just arrived in Bethlehem, but he got here from California by biking all the way across the country to get here. Yeah. So these are serious bikers.
And that's Hunt for a Wild Utopia.
Yes.
And the Brahma piece is
Beyond
Utopia. Which I just love that this kind of, without planning, there's this kind of utopian thread running through things.
And then the hidden seed.
Right,
the secret.
We're looking at the Moravian history of a kind of utopian community, a utopian gold community. So it's a rich, rich mix. You're telling us we can't go on about all the other 20 more shows?
Sure, go ahead.
No, it is something. It's worth really, folks, going to the website again, festivalonbound.com. Go to events. Yep. And really do take the time. It's well worth sitting down and look and planning those 10 days out. There's a ton of stuff. Yeah. Some things like Joyous Noise are only going to happen once. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah.
And there's always the opportunity then to end the evening, which I think is just wonderful, with the community, with the artists, with the makers, with everyone at the cabaret and sharing.
Good. And we do want to say thank you for having WDIY as one of your sponsors. The things that you are doing, we truly, truly admire. It's way back from People's Theater Company up to the very day. The consistent philosophy and mission and goal of Touchstone has been right on, and I thank you. Last week, I hinted to Steve Aronson, our technical engineer, to bring an ice cream and some donuts just for the fun of it. You know, radio dinners instead of TV dinners. But today, do you know what we got? Kosher garlic pickles and strawberry soda. What does it all mean?
Rosh Hashanah's coming.
Oh, that's it. Thanks, Uncle Stevie.